The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Doctor?
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 You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Steve Cashel, radio host of the Chicago Bulls. Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly here on ESPN 1000. Sports Medicine Weekly being presented in part by AlignMed, by AlloSource, by Athletico, by ATI Physical Therapy, by Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, by Don Joy Orthopedics, by Karen Mulkin Health Consulting, by Integrated Orthopedics, and by MedWest. I'll soon be joined by my co-host, Dr. Brian Cole, the head team physician for the Chicago Bulls, co-head team physician of the Chicago White Sox, and sports medicine specialist from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush. Back to get it going right after this on ESPN Radio.
What comes to mind when you hear the words physical therapy? Maybe you think you don't need it, but what about those aches and pains in your knee, your ankle, your shoulder, or your back? When you decide that you've had enough, stop by ATI Physical Therapy. ATI offers complimentary screenings by a licensed provider at no cost. Don't waste any more time dealing with pain. Get the ATI Physical Therapy today and start feeling better fast. Visit ATIPT.com to schedule an appointment or find a location near you. When it comes to your health and wellness, you have a choice. Choose ATI Physical Therapy.
The Chicago Bulls, White Sox, and DePaul Blue Demons rely on Midwest Orthopedics at Rush for advanced orthopedic treatment. So can you. We are the team physicians for these Chicago teams, and we're ready to be on your healthcare team, too. Get expert care from these regional leaders at four Chicagoland locations. Learn more at rushortho.com. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, your world-class team physicians.
Leading the way in cellular and tissue therapies, AlloSource helps surgeons get their patients back in the game of life. Life-saving and life-enhancing allografts play a critical role in bone and soft tissue repair, helping to restore function and movement. To learn more about AlloSource or allografts, please visit AlloSource.org.
The best athletes in the world and their medical teams have been trusting DonJoy products for over 30 years. With a goal to protect and return confidence in sport post-injury, DonJoy is the trusted leader to get and keep athletes in action. Whether it's football, basketball, soccer, volleyball, or even the official medical supplier to the U.S. ski team, always trust the global leader in sports medicine. Trust DonJoy, a product of DJOGlobal.com.
Correct alignment and good posture are keys to health and performance. AlignMed, a science and clinical test-based company, addresses this fundamental wellness need through its revolutionary line of products. Wearing AlignMed will dynamically train muscles and joints, strengthen and improve posture performance, and prevent injury. Elite professional athletes, leading doctors, physical therapists, active adults, and everyday workers already enjoy the benefits. And all you have to do to feel and look better is wear AlignMed. That's why we say AlignMed. Get into it.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
Back on Sports Medicine Weekly, according to producer Therese Ann Seeger, our producer, board operator George Katsarilis, and also Billy Ochepka. Did I say it right? Yes, sir. Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole, Sports Medicine Weekly, Chicago's premier sports medicine program. To access prior shows, interviews, and valuable resources on sports injury and fitness, please visit our new blog at smwhome.net or sportsmedicineweekly.com. Next topic, Dr. Cole's favorite. Golf. You love golf, don't you? Oh, please. You love golf. We should be playing golf on this Saturday morning.
I would do that. You come to the operating room with me one day, and I'll go play golf.
Okay,
with you
I'm
day,
going
okay?
to make it.
I mean,
to
it's a little embarrassing, though. For me, it's a very...
You're an athletic guy.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to be an athlete. You just have to be skilled. I don't have a lot of skill.
Yes, you do.
I'll have to hear if there's a lot of athleticism. Certainly there is for professional golfers and guys who do this all the time, but all the training in the world, I don't think I'll ever be a good golfer.
You know what? You do have to practice. The swing is not easy.
And that's the issue, is just finding that kind of time. I'll tell you, I went, when I did my fellowship at University of Pittsburgh, at the end of the year, there was always sort of this ritual where you go out with the attendings and people would train you to go to a golf. So we went to a very fancy golf club in Pittsburgh. And, you know, it was a lot of seniors who were clearly retired, and this is the way they spend their time. And and I felt like we were invading their space, you know, and it was me and a couple of the other fellows. And so I'm up. I actually went and hit a bucket of balls the night before just so I wouldn't completely embarrass myself.
There you go.
And those actually went straight, and I didn't whiff it. So I, on the first hole, we're teeing off. There's like four guys behind us who clearly golf all the time, you know, and just watching us, which is part of the problem for me when someone's watching. And I swing, and the ball goes straight down into the ground, bounces, and goes straight up in the air and lands in my shirt collar. Okay,
so these guys, I'll give you 100 balls. Right. You could never do that again.
I've done it again.
They thought never you landed, were
I've done
trick
it more than
shotter.
Once. So, yeah. I mean, you couldn't do that if you tried.
Exactly.
And I've done it. I'm not, certainly not trying to do it. These guys, these four guys, are laying on the ground laughing their you-know-whats off with their feet up in the air. It was hysterical.
The next time you do that, I want an iPhone right, video fine. Of it, all right?
Yeah, no, it's painful. But I'll listen to you. This is your segment. Go.
Thank you. Well, let's bring in the guys from Athletico, and one gentleman in particular here, Joe Estes, is with us. Joe is a physical therapist and certified golf fitness instructor. He helps run the Golf Performance Center at Athletico's Oak Brook facility. I've been there. It is tremendous. And now that golf season's here, and I'm excited, Joe, let me ask you, though, going off of Dr. Cole's statement there, do you have to be an athlete to play? I mean, is it a skill set? Is it just that you have to practice? Do you have to be real athletic to play golf?
You need to be an athlete if you want to be good at golf.
Okay.
It's all motor control. It's all timing. It's all sequencing the body with the movement. It's tough to hit a little white ball 250 yards across a straight line to keep it in the fairway. And then, you know, you talk about getting on the green, which is a different animal. But it is. It's a very athletic movement. It has a lot of rotational, you know, components to it, a lot of timing, a lot of sequencing of the motor system and the muscles, and needs a lot of flexibility and strength and stability, balance. It needs a little bit of everything in the golf swing, and that's why I like it. Do you need to be an athlete? Oh, it's going to make you better. Do you need to have a lot of skill to play golf? You don't. You know, if you want to make it as, you know, you could be out there to have fun with your buddies. You can make it whatever you want it to be, you know.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is it something you think you can break down into components that you can actually train for, or my impression is, and this is a very naive question that you, but you know, you get your naive questions with me about medicine. I get mine about golf.
Okay.
Do you just have to play to play, or can you ever break it down into its components and go to the gym equivalent to do those things and then bring it back to the golf course or to the driving range?
Yeah. I mean, as far as the swing goes, and that's a little out of what I do from the fitness and biomechanical standpoint, there are parts of the swing, and you can break the swing down into its components of backswing and top of the backswing and the transition phase and the downswing and the follow through. You can break it up into those components. From a biomechanical and fitness standpoint, you can work on those individually. And that's kind of what I do when I do my biomechanical evaluations of, say, your swing when you come in and you want me to look at the body and how it works for the golf swing, and you ask me the important components of, you know, this is what the hips need to do, this is what the thoracic spine needs to do, this is what the core needs to be able to accomplish to keep you stable. And we can work on those from a fitness side and a biomechanical side, you know, very well, and you can transition that into the golf swing working with like a teaching pro or a swing instructor, PGA pro that you work with at your local club or course, to work on the components of the swing as well.
Right, right.
Joe Estes is with us from Athletico. Before we began this segment, Joe was telling me that the Golf Performance Center at Athletico's Oak Brook facility is slammed. You guys are doing really well. Why? Is that people trying to learn the game, or people injured from the game, or both?
Yeah, ever since the winter, we've been really heavy as far as golfers go, but we're in a transition phase right now. Over the course of the winter, you're working with a lot of golfers that want to improve their game in the off season, work on the things that at the end of last season they want to improve on as they get ready to go into the spring golf season, if they stay local here in Chicago. Right now that golf season's kind of underway here in Chicago and everyone's had the long winter off, everyone gets real jazzed and hyped up about being back on the course. So the transition has come to now people have the aches and the pains about being out there and playing, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a week when they're not used to doing that. So it's kind of shifted from more of a game improvement to more of a, ouch, get me back on the course type of a treatment.
How do we best describe the Golf Performance Center? It's quite a place, but tell us, those listeners who haven't been there in Oak Brook, right across really from Oak Brook Mall, what's all about?
Yeah, it's really kind of shocking when you walk in there how big our facility is. We're about 10,000 square feet. We have a private swing lab where we do 3D swing analysis, 2D video swing analysis to look at biomechanics and posture. We have a chipping and putting green that you can use, four hitting bays where you can hit full swings into a net. about 20 feet in front of you. You can take full drivers. We have a lot of cool stuff to really look at the biomechanics of the golf swing.
How about the core? We always talk about the core. What exercises are you teaching? What are you guys working with at Athletico to strengthen the core when it comes to golf?
Yeah, core is important, especially when, you know, I'm seeing a lot of the injuries I'm seeing now in terms of upper back pain, low back pain, you know, in the golf swing. And the core, the importance of the core in the golf swing is really to help keep the lumbar spine or the low back stable. In the golf swing, you need to have a stable lower back so that your mid and upper back or thoracic spine can rotate and that your hips can rotate. So that middle segment in between the two needs to be very stable. And the core's job, which I include the glutes and the abdominal musculature and the muscles of the low back, to help keep a stable platform. And so the core is very important in terms of teaching people that. And it really depends on the individual. If they're lower level, then you got to do basic core exercises, just activating the muscles. If they're a little higher level, then we do a lot of dynamic things, where we activate the core musculature and throw in rotational components and different external forces to help keep the whole lumbar spine stable.
Joe S. is our guest from Athletico Golf Performance Center. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole. Dr. Cole, what are you seeing? You seen any golfers come through your offices? You do any surgeries? What is a typical elbow, shoulders?
Yeah, I'd say the number one thing is elbow. I see, and it's not, there's a thing, there's an entity called golfer's elbow, which is, the medical word is medial epicondylitis. The layperson, if you just look at your elbow, it's the bony prominence on the inner side of the elbow where your funny bone is.
Right.
That, I'll typically, you know, the story will be, look, I hit it fat, I did something that was really abrupt, and my elbow's just killing me. Ironically, lateral epicondylitis, otherwise known as tennis elbow, that's on the outer side of the elbow, right where the hinge is. That's actually more common in golfers than medial, on the inner side. So we see quite a bit of that, and fortunately, most of that responds to little education, a stretching program, ice, maybe sometimes some changes in grip and so forth. And then we, when this doesn't resolve with, you know, modest recommendations, we do injections like with PRP and cortisone, which can be very effective. It rarely requires surgery, which is good.
Good deal. And finally, before we let you go, Joe, in the segment always flies by, talking, you know, hours on golf with you. But I love to ask this situation because it happens to me all the time. I'm always running late to everything with everything I have going on. So I want to go play golf, and I've got 15 minutes to warm up before the round. And then after the round, I jump in the car, in my air-conditioned car. Could be, you know, 85 degrees outside. I'm working up a sweat. Maybe, you know, go have a beer or a drink or something post-round, but usually in the car, and I'm driving an hour home, and I wait, and then you get out of the car, and you're stiff as can be. You know, your body just aches.
Yeah.
So what can I do differently before the round and then following the round?
Yeah, sure. We do a lot of this as far as educating our patients and clients. You know, before the round, it's really important, just like any other athletic sport performance, you want to get some sort of a warm-up in. We're increasing the blood flow to the muscles that you're going to be using for the golf swing. Whether that looks like static or dynamic stretching, where you're stretching muscles like the hamstrings, the lats, the shoulders, the glute muscles, the hip rotators that are in kind of the back of the hip there. Making sure you get blood flow to those muscles, really important in preparing you for movement, and especially how hard the golf swing is on the body. After the round is kind of the same thing like you go after a run. You want to stretch after performance too, because you take all these golf swings. You know, I know you're probably shooting low 70s, right? So you're not taking as many as maybe the average person.
Maybe,
but
for nine, no, not that bad. Not that
you
bad.
Know, but if you're hitting, you know, 70, 80, 90, 100 balls, that's sure a lot of golf swings, not to mention your practice swings and your warm-up if you take one on the range. You know, you need to do some sort of stretching, you know, little program after your round two, just because you go from hitting all these golf shots to taking a 45, you know, minute to an hour long car ride home, especially if you live in the city. You know, it takes a toll on the body. The body stiffens up. So you want to make sure you just kind of stay limber and stay moving so all those muscles don't tighten up from your round.
Terrific stuff. Appreciate it, Joe. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thank you.
Sports Medicine Weekly. Joe Estes from Athletico, athletico.com. And again, please visit their great, great golf performance center at Athletico's Oak Brook facility. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole. Back with more of our show after this
on ESPN Radio.
Feeling tired, sluggish, and overweight? If you're looking to lose weight and gain energy, join us in Karen Mulkin's 14-day transformation cleanse. You're going to absolutely love this Whole Foods cleanse. You'll feel great, lose weight, build lean muscle, improve sleep, boost metabolism, and enhance athletic performance. This VIP done-for-you cleanse comes with a 14-day transformation wellness bag containing MCT lean vegan protein blend, fat-burning MCT lean MCT oil, snacks, superfoods, recipes, guidelines, videos, and other surprises. You will absolutely love this program. Sign up at 14daytransformation.com. That's the numbers 14daytransformation.com or visit Karen's website at karenmalkin.com. That's KarenMalkin.com.
Integrated Orthopedics is Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana's premier provider of thermal and compression therapy devices for people recovering from sports-related injuries or orthopedic surgical procedures. To learn more about the benefits of thermal and compression therapy and to determine if it's right for you, please contact your healthcare professional. For further information about Integrated Orthopedics products and services, please contact us at 773-248-6400. That's 773-248-6400.
At Athletico Physical Therapy, we know there is freedom from pain and you can get back to doing the things you love. Whether it's running an 8K, playing a game of tag in the yard, or walking safely to your car, pain should not slow you down. With locations throughout 8 states that offer complimentary injury screens, your choice to go with our team is the smart choice. Visit Athletico.com to request your complimentary injury screening and start feeling better with us today. Athletico, better for everybody.
What comes to mind when you hear the words physical therapy? Maybe you think you don't need it, but what about those aches and pains in your knee, your ankle, your shoulder, or your back? When you decide that you've had enough, stop by ATI Physical Therapy. ATI offers complimentary screenings by a licensed provider at no cost. Don't waste any more time dealing with pain. Get the ATI Physical Therapy today and start feeling better fast. Visit ATIPT.com to schedule an appointment or find a location near you. When it comes to your health and wellness, you have a choice. Choose ATI Physical Therapy.
Correct alignment and good posture are keys to health and performance. AlignMed, a science and clinical test-based company, addresses this fundamental wellness need through its revolutionary line of products. Wearing AlignMed will dynamically train muscles and joints, strengthen and improve posture performance, and prevent injury. Elite professional athletes, leading doctors, physical therapists, active adults, and everyday workers already enjoy the benefits. And all you have to do to feel and look better is wear AlignMed. That's why we say AlignMed. Get into it.
The best athletes in the world and their medical teams have been trusting DonJoy products for over 30 years. With a goal to protect and return confidence in sport post-injury, DonJoy is the trusted leader to get and keep athletes in action. Whether it's football, basketball, soccer, volleyball, or even the official medical supplier to the U.S. ski team, always trust the global leader in sports medicine. Trust DonJoy, a product of DJOGlobal.com.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
And we're back on Sports Medicine Weekly. Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole. So, Doc Cole, we've got a new Bulls head coach, and I'm quite excited about this individual, Freddie Hoiberg. I used to, when I traveled with the Bulls, which I did for 5 years, beginning with their last championship in 98 and then 4 years after when the Bulls were not very good. And then, of course, they got back up there. When I was traveling with him, I used to sit next to a gentleman named Fred Hoiberg, who played with us for 4 years. And Fred, you sit right across from me on the plane. We talk golf and basketball and family. And now he's our head coach, and he's absolutely terrific guy. And I want to ask you on the medical standpoint now. So you guys did your exit exams, MRIs, and different things. How do you approach this now, you being the head team physician with the new head coach Fred Hoiberg? How does that dynamic work?
Well, from my perspective, we're happy to be a resource, and it's all about, in my mind, it's all about full transparency. I want him to understand our treatment philosophy, the hierarchy in the training room, that we're here for him, we're here for his family. He's got 4 kids. To me, this is a big family, and probably the most gratifying aspect of working with these types of organizations is you get to know people in a pretty intimate, private way, that you're a huge resource, and you get to know some really interesting people. And we kind of look forward to that. So I will explain sort of the process, how we'll communicate. He needs to know that we're available 24/7, whether it relates to a player issue or to something that's personal and confidential. And what's interesting, and one of the things I always convey is that, look, while it's orthopedic injuries, musculoskeletal, muscle, bone, things like that are common, we deal with things, pediatricians, OB-GYN, dermatology. I mean, it's a full-service medical coordinated system. And that's why Dr. Weber's, a really important role, because she's primary care in addition to being sports medicine. And we have cardiologists who are our experts who help us out when we need it, and we just want to be a resource to them. And it's a great relationship. So we're looking forward to getting to know him and hopefully providing some value for, you know, not only the organization but him and his family as well.
Talk about, if you can, Dr. Cole, the Bulls exit exams. What you guys go through now with these players? So the season ended in the Game 6 loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And what happens then as the players kind of do their exit interviews, and do you see them one more time from a medical standpoint?
Yeah, it's always interesting. Different teams do it different ways, especially if you're on the road and the season is over. Once it's over, you know, truth be told, the players are kind of happy to have a little bit of a break, and it's not a happy time. And, you know, so we have these records that we sort of carry around with us during the playoffs, and you never know when you're going to have to pull them out. But when you do, you know, it's kind of over. And we typically, the way we do it, every team does it differently, but the way we do it is we actually do exit physicals typically after a game. And I've done them on airplanes, you know, on the way back from, you know, an awful loss. And this one was in our locker room, and that's when it typically happens in the training room. And, you know, it's
so you
diversion.
See each player then?
Yeah, we sit down, you know, with Jeff and
Jeff Tanaka, yeah, Bulls trainer.
Yeah, what Jeff does is he abstracts the whole year in terms of all the injuries, and we review them with the players just to make sure it's accurate. We make sure they're not on any medications, or if they are, you know, updating that, find out what their plans are as far as exercise and nutrition is over the summer, discuss goals. Any open-ended issues, we get evaluated very quickly. That's typically when surgeries are needed. We'll do, you know, surgeries in that week just because you want to get them recovering and, you know, ready for October and training over the summer. And we sometimes will do consultations. It could be ENT. It could be, you know, just about anything that they just want to tidy up before they leave and go to their respective other homes. A lot of these guys will stay here and train, and several of them will go to different places, California, New York, and so forth, and kind of disperse. This is a really serious group of guys who want to train this summer, which is great to see. So they all have, you know, the ones I talk to all have really good goals for, you know, for how to optimize themselves. So when October comes around, they're going to be in the right place. It's really kind of all about that. They may take a short break, but they're really interested in coming back in optimal shape and ready to play.
That's my question. What is the optimal break? I mean, do you suggest maybe going on vacation for 2 weeks or just getting off your feet after, you know, they played, 100-plus games, including preseason? I think we did 97 on the radio, and we only did 3 preseasons. So I'm looking at 100-plus games that these guys played in, you know. And
It's. I think a lot of them need a mental break too, to be honest. I mean, it is a really tough life. I mean, people from the outside in will say, look, you know, they get paid all this money, and this is what they're in for. But it's the reality is, if you knew the life of a professional athlete with the travel, the lack of sleep, the physicality of it, the stress of the playoffs, the public, the media. All the things that go into it, it is not easy. And I honestly empathize with these guys because, you know, it's not all about money. I mean, it's great that they get paid well and, you know, this is a huge industry in sport, but the reality is they're human beings just like anyone else, and they face the same stresses that you and I face. And they're also very young, and they're not always equipped to deal with all of this. For the younger you are, the less of a template there is to sort of figure all this out. Obviously, the veterans are much better at it, but you can imagine if you're a young guy, you know, at the combine this year, I had a lot of kids who were 1 year in college. I mean, think about that. 1 year of college, what were you prepared to deal with coming out of college? And many of them are in college because they're playing basketball, not for a lot of other stuff. So they come out, and that's almost all they know. So there's a lot of lessons to be learned, and it's a whole new life. So I really, you know, and I have young kids, and sometimes you get that feeling like they're like your kids, you know, but it's a great learning experience, but it is stressful for them, and sleep deprivation doesn't help.
That's Dr. Brian Cole. I'm Steve Cash. I want to ask you about the NBA Draft Combine. So we hold it here in Chicago, and you guys are on the forefront, right, being a Bulls team physician here in Chicago. You're going through, and we've talked about this before, some of the stories that you guys are kind of revealing some, not revealing, but you're finding out about maybe some injuries that maybe these guys even know they had, correct? Or
yeah, it's a really fascinating experience because you have to, in a very efficient way, John Heffern used to be a team physician for the Bulls, and he stayed very involved with the NBA, helps to coordinate, he does a magnificent job. And it's every team will send 4 people in the NBA to the combine, and there's a lot of things that go on during the week, but then the medical stuff happens.
Who are the 4
weekends.
People? You mean medical people?
It'll be the primary, typically a primary care sports medicine, orthopedics, a trainer or equivalent, and then maybe one other person. Like, we may have a fellow come, or in this year, Jennifer came, Jennifer Swanson. So she helped Kathy Weber do some of their data acquisition at the
time. And she is the director of sports performance for
the
Bulls.
Right, so it could be, yeah. So we
NBA team sends those, four people.
Right, I mean, you generally need two doctors there, one on the medical side, one on the orthopedic side, and it's a complete, thorough review of their medical history and their orthopedic history. And it's amazing. You know, some of these kids have, you know, things that range from, I fell off the monkey bars when I was, you know, 5 years old and have plates or something in there, to, you know, the week they came to showcase at the combine, they got injured. It's, and some who have had surgery within 2 weeks of the combine.
Wow.
We had one guy who had an ACL, you know, very recently. So it's a fascinating experience, because you get this cross section of people in different phases of their life, and you see their injury history. And every year sort of has a theme. You know, one year we had just tons of shoulder injuries. Another year we had all these hip issues and hip arthroscopy and repairs, labral cartilage repairs in the hip. Couple years we had just a slew of ACL injuries. I mean, it's fascinating how they tend to cluster year by year. And it provides an amazing source of data for us, too, just to see what happens if they come in the combine. What do they look like? And then what do they look like 5 years later? What's predictive of the length of their career and future injury and so forth? Those are things that I'm really fascinated by that we're going to hopefully be able to take a look at.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we're going to take a break and come back with more of Sports Medicine Weekly following these messages.
On ESPN Radio.
The Chicago Bulls, White Sox, and DePaul Blue Demons rely on Midwest Orthopedics at Rush for advanced orthopedic treatment. So can you. We are the team physicians for these Chicago teams, and we're ready to be on your healthcare team, too. Get expert care from these regional leaders at 4 Chicagoland locations. Learn more at rushortho.com. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, your world-class team physicians.
Leading the way in cellular and tissue therapies, ElloSource helps surgeons get their patients back in the game of life. Life-saving and life-enhancing allografts play a critical role in bone and soft tissue repair, helping to restore function and movement. To learn more about ElloSource or allografts, please visit ellosource.org.
The best athletes in the world and their medical teams have been trusting DonJoy products for over 30 years. With a goal to protect and return confidence in sport post-injury, DonJoy is the trusted leader to get and keep athletes in action. Whether it's football, basketball, soccer, volleyball, or even the official medical supplier to the U.S. ski team, always trust the global leader in sports medicine. Trust DonJoy, a product of DJOGlobal.com.
Feeling tired, sluggish, and overweight? If you're looking to lose weight and gain energy, join us in Karen Malkin's 14-day transformation cleanse. You're going to absolutely love this Whole Foods cleanse. You'll feel great, lose weight, build lean muscle, improve sleep, boost metabolism, and enhance athletic performance. This VIP Done For You cleanse comes with a 14-day transformation wellness bag containing MCT Lean Vegan Protein Blend, fat-burning MCT Lean MCT Oil, snacks, superfoods, recipes, guidelines, videos, and other surprises. You will absolutely love this program. Sign up at 14daytransformation.com. That's the numbers 14daytransformation.com, or visit Karen's website at karenmalkin.com. That's KarenMalkin.com.
Correct alignment and good posture are keys to health and performance. AlignMed, a science and clinical test-based company, addresses this fundamental wellness need through its revolutionary line of products. Wearing AlignMed will dynamically train muscles and joints, strengthen and improve posture performance, and prevent injury. Elite professional athletes, leading doctors, physical therapists, active adults, and everyday workers already enjoy the benefits. And all you have to do to feel and look better is wear AlignMed. That's why we say AlignMed. Get in.
At Athletico Physical Therapy, we know there is freedom from pain, and you can get back to doing the things you love. Whether it's running an 8K, playing a game of tag in the yard, or walking safely to your car, pain should not slow you down. With locations throughout 8 states that offer complimentary injury screens, your choice to go with our team is the smart choice. Visit Athletico.com to request your complimentary injury screening and start feeling better with us today. Athletico, better for everybody.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
Well, that will do it for another edition of Sports Medicine Weekly. Many thanks to our producer and board operator, George Katsarilos. Our coordinating producer is Teresa Ann Seeger. We also want to thank David Cole for managing the website and our business operations, as well as Samantha Smith. For Dr. Brian Cole, I'm Steve Cashel saying so long. Thanks for listening to Sports Medicine Weekly here on ESPN 1000. Back to do it again next week. We'll see you then.
The preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
The Giants have dominated the Dodgers this season, winning 7 of the first 9. But it's LA who leads the way in the NL West. First pitch Saturday at 7:15 Eastern and Sunday at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio.